Welcome to the podcast of Encounter Ministries International. This message ministered by Leon Dupria will bring supernatural transformation to your life. And we also believe that you will have an unforgettable encounter with the supernatural God. For more free resources such as sermons, videos, photos, and information on this ministry, please visit our website at www.encounterint.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube by searching for Encounter Ministries International or Leon Dupria. We hope that this message will be a blessing to you.
Because Jezebel is going to come down, and I speak against Jezebel and the spirit of Jezebel that has come against many ministers, even in the city, that has come against many men of God in the city, that is even in the city and the surrounding regions. I come against every spirit of Ahab and the spirit of Jezebel in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan, I take authority over you. I take authority over every principality, over every power, over every ruler of darkness, and over every spiritual weakness in the heavenly places. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power. I command you to come down from a high place to a low place. Jezebel, that is... Let's lift my mic up on the stage, if that is okay. Jezebel, that has come against many in the city, many in surrounding cities. Jezebel, that has removed the power out of the church of God. Jezebel, that has accused and falsely accused men and women of God, that has tried to take up the promise, tried to take up the prophetic, and tried to move with what God called them to be. I prophesy against you. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you foul spirit, I bind your works. I break your power. For keys of the kingdom of heaven has been given to the church of the living God. And whatsoever things we shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things shall be loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I wonder if there's one or two people who can believe with me tonight. For I rebuke every unbelieving spirit. I want some faith to rise up in this place. Come on. The sound is dying out heavy on the stage. I don't know if you guys can help me. I want some believing believers. I don't want some unbelieving believers. I want some believing believers in this place. Let every unbelieving spirit depart in the name of Jesus Christ. For I see in the realm of the spirit, I see how many men have tried to build an altar to worship God and for the fire to fall. But I see how Paul has prevailed, and the spirit of witchcraft and the spirit of Jezebel has prevailed, and Jezebel's voice went out and said, we will take your inheritance. We will take and we will remove you. But I hear this with the Lord saying to me that the wells have been redug in the city. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I am opening up the wells of this city, says the Spirit of God. I come against every defying force. I come against every defying voice. I come against every defying spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May religion not have its way in our lives. May religion not have its way in this city. Religion, the spirit of witchcraft, is coming down. I don't know if you know what I mean by when I say religion. I'm not speaking about the true religion which the Bible speaks about. I'm speaking about the spirit of religion that put your Christ and my Christ upon the cross. That religion, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I am about to deal that spirit of Jezebel a cruel blow. For I am raising up apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers. Even in this city, even in this region, I will raise them up. And I shall cause them to strike the enemy with power. I shall cause them to strike the enemy with anointing. I shall cause them to preach with the fire. I shall cause my word to be shut up in their bones like a fire, that they will not be able to keep silent, says the Spirit of God. I shall raise up my mighty ones. I shall raise up my warriors. I shall raise up those ones who will be violent, says the Spirit of God. For the kingdom of God has suffered violence. I can't hear myself. But the violent has taken it by force. I hear the Spirit saying to me, the kingdom of God, it's a little bit better, thanks, has suffered violence. But the violent is taking it by force. How many of you are saying to me, you're going to take the kingdom of God by force? Come on. And how many of you are glad to be in the house of God? If you're on a Monday night, you must be hungry, amen. And surely you're not here for me, because I am nothing. He is everything. How many of you know He deserves all the honor, all the power, all the glory? My heart is very broken because the church has forgotten the power of God. My heart is broken because the church has lost the power and the presence. And we have fabricated and manufactured the anointing. We have replaced worship with entertainment. That is why people no longer lift up their hands and worship God. That is why they stand with their hands in their pockets and they look at the church banner. I'm not speaking, I'm speaking in general. Is that okay? I'm speaking in as a general sense. We have replaced worship with entertainment. We have replaced, listen, Lucifer was the angel of, I mustn't say that, but now we have even chairs and we're sitting on the chairs and preach. What has happened to the unction of the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that? How many of you know the Methodist denomination? How many of you know the Methodist denomination? Do you know when the Methodist denomination started out, Pastor Alex? That I believe it was John Wesley that started the Methodist denomination. Before a minister was allowed to stand at the pulpit and preach, they had to be able to cast out a devil, heal the sick, and operate in power. That was the qualifications for ministry. Now our qualifications is a little paper on the wall, but lo and behold, we cannot even cast a fly out of a room. Come on, are you guys with me? And we can no longer get the presence of God in. It is time that the church age and that style, and when I say that style, that the church is a sleeping giant that is about to be awakened. For they hear this from the Lord saying to me, that there are many in the church that has so much potential, locked up power on the inside of them. And I'm releasing my apostles and prophets, as I said earlier, that is going to begin to bring activation and bring an importation. And those who have lost along the way, those who have grown cold, those who have begun to be backslidden, shall receive a new fire. And God is saying, I am raising up my church, because my church is my bride. My church, I am coming back for a spotless bride. I am coming back for a bride without blemish or spot and wrinkle. But now we have reduced, in this day, we have reduced worship to entertainment. We have reduced preaching under in a prophetic unction or under the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, Jesus said in Luke chapter number 24, He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Am I speaking to believers, saints, or the unsaved? How many of you know that is a scripture? Tarry in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. The Spirit of the Lord is saying to me that He's bringing the church back to a place of operating under the unction of the Holy Ghost. What is the unction? That is when all of a sudden the power of the God, of the presence of God, comes upon your life and clothes you. Listen, when it says that we will be clothed with power from on high, in the Greek it says, you will receive power from on high, and it will be like clothing that you will put on. In fact, it goes deeper and it says, it will be like a second skin that you put on. Which means that when the baptism of the Holy Spirit, listen, Pentecost is not a denomination. Pentecost did not only happen 2,000 years ago. Pentecost is supposed to be a daily experience and encounter with the presence of God. Pentecost power. I cannot live after yesterday's baptism. I cannot live after 20 years baptism. I have to have a fresh encounter with God on a daily experience. I have to get into His presence on a daily experience. Come on, are you guys with me? I'm ministering prophetically today. And I want to deal with the enemy in a certain way tonight. Can anybody say to me, a certain way? God loves the word certain, because He would say a certain disciple would go to Paul. Another place He said there was a certain sound. Are you guys with me? Before every move of God, before every revival, there was a sound that came from heaven. There was a sound that was released before a move of God. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Come on, guys, with me. He heard a sound, a heavenly sound. Acts chapter number 2, it says, there came a sound as of a mighty rushing wind from heaven, and the house was filled with the presence of God, with the fire of God, and the fire sat upon each of them. Tonight is very crucial in the spirit. You know, a Monday night is those who come, and when you come, you're going to get blessed. Amen. Because at the end of tonight, I'm going to share a secret with you that has caused my wife and I to be supernaturally debt free, and we have never begged or asked for a cent. Amen. I can promise you that. I know Pastor Alex said, and he endorsed our partnerships, and I thank him so much for it. But I only need God, eh? Because God will even bless me through through my enemies. Amen. Amen. I can then there are those that are choose to be a blessed to be used by God or not. I am not one of those ministers that wants to come into this church and take the church for money or take you, because there has been too many of those. I'm gonna share with you a secret, because there are people that are sitting here that needs a financial breakthrough in their lives. Whether you believe it or not, I don't know, maybe America is better off than us coming from South Africa. I don't know. How many of you need a financial miracle in your life if you're sitting here? That's a few. That's great. The others, if you don't, please give to God, give to the church, give to Oceans Unite. You can write a check out of $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. You know what I mean? I had a millionaire friend, got him saved in Cape Town, and the man got radically saved and touched, and He was a multi-millionaire. He owns a lot of stores and outlet stores, some of the most famous stores, coffee stores in South Africa. And we got him saved, and he got baptized with the Holy Spirit. He's got about 15 to 20 million in the bank alone, and then he runs a lot of businesses, and money comes in. And after about a year, I put him in a church, a friend of mine's church, and I said, just look after the church, just look after them financially. And a year later, he phoned me, and he said, Leon, you know, I started tithing. I said, okay, wow, that's great, you know. I said, how much? So we're very open. I'm very transparent about that stuff. And he said to me, no, I give 2,000 rand now to the church a month. I was shocked. I don't know, is this eating a demon, Pastor Alex? Maybe it is. Amen. If you're feeling uncomfortable, that's the spirit of mammon or the spirit of poverty. And I said, you better be ashamed of yourself. I said, you have how much? I said, God wants to use you for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And the man was expecting me to have a joyful response and to say, well done, you know, you're giving so much. And I said to him, I give more than you in a week. And you have millions and I don't have. God doesn't look about how much we have left over. He look about how much, I mean, God doesn't look how much we give. He looks to see how much we have left over. In my life, I've seen that. Jesus looked at the woman, and when she put the two mites in, He said, this lady has given more than all of you, even though the others have given more. But she gave out of her lack. And when she gave everything. And God, listen, nothing given to God is lost. Amen. I am a physical witness and evidence of it. But that's not my message. Anyway, I don't know what I wanted to say. I wanted to say is, is that oh yes, you know, there's been too many times people that has come in and take the church and fleece the flock. I am not one of those. If Pastor Alex asked me to, I know that they ministry that look after people financially and so on, but I do not ask 1 cent to come and minister to people because freely receive, freely give. You understand what I'm saying? I minister to you because I love you, because you are the bride of Christ. I have laid my life down for His bride for over 10 years. And I will do so for the rest of my life. Amen. Listen to me. To be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ is one of the greatest privileges. But not only the man that is standing up here is a minister. The Bible says every single one of us has the ministry of reconciliation, which means that we have been given the responsibility to reconcile man back to God. Amen. Sorry if I'm a little bit angry, but I just am angry at Jezebel. Amen. Jezebel kills men of God. Jezebel kills those who holds on to their inheritance, those who know who they are in Christ. Jezebel has an assignment out over their lives to destroy them. I'm going to show you out of the New and Old Testament just now. But I'm here to decree and declare that every assignment that the enemy has over your life, that he has planned over your life, even in the years past, may this night it be broken down. Amen. I frustrate the plans of the enemy by the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. I am frustrating the plans of the enemy by the name of Jesus Christ. And Jezebel is coming down tonight in the city in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, I bind your works. I love coming against the enemy, especially if there's an anointing. Because listen, if a Christian carries the anointing and they come again, listen, all of you are with me now in unity, I can feel it. Do you know how the devil is upset? We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. For our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Come on, you guys, with me. Now we say there's no more spiritual warfare. Listen, and people say, oh, it's shadow boxing, blah, blah, blah. Paul said, our wrestle is not against flesh and blood. Your wrestle is not against your boss or your employer. Your wrestle is not against the government. Come on, you guys, with me. Your wrestle is against principalities and powers. Listen, the devil doesn't care what car you and I drive. He cares about one thing and one thing only. Do we carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon our lives? Do we know who we are in Christ? You may have not a cent in the bank, but oh, let you carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The devil will be very, very afraid of you. Come on, guys, with me. We have lost track and lost sight of things. And this is what the Lord showed me this afternoon when I was praying and even coming in, and just I always feel what I must do. I have many messages locked up inside of me that I can preach without notes. But the Lord said to me that Jezebel is coming down, because Jezebel has come against many in the church of God. Not the church of God as the denomination, but the church of God as in general. Jezebel has tried to discourage and falsely accuse men and women of God. But that season is going to come to an end. Because when the prophetic is being introduced into this town and into this regions, I hear this from the Lord saying to me that the double portion is going to destroy Jezebel. The double portion anointing that came upon Elisha's life. When Elijah was taken out by Jezebel, Elisha rose up and struck Jezebel down. Come on, you guys, with me. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter number 8, on the screen. 1 Kings chapter number 21. I want to read a story here for you. And then I'm going to just prophetically go to place. I want you not to lose me. I'm going to be very short. But I believe that this is a promise for you. How many of you are saying to me that you are hungry for God? If you're not, you can be honest with me. It is time, listen, my heart is yearning and aching. Too many in the body of Christ has fabricated and manufactured the anointing. Are you guys with me? I got a very little response. I don't know. I don't know why. I need a response. We have a saying in South Africa, we say TIA. This is Africa, which means that anything goes. Like, and we are ridiculously, we don't care. If something works, we work the living daylights out of it. If giving works, listen, giving worked for me, and I'm not preaching a sermon on giving. At the end, I'm going to just share a little secret to you on that. But if when I found out that giving works for me, I'll work the living daylights out of it. If I find that praying and fasting is working, I'm going to work the living daylights out of it. Come on, are you guys with me? And I want the spirit of revival to come upon us again. Dullness is because of a lack of revelation. Stagnancy. Too many have been too stagnant. But this is where the Lord is saying that I'm destroying stagnancy and I'm bringing a movement again. I'm bringing a stirring again. And a rising shall begin to take place because my revelatory word is going to begin to come from heaven and fresh manna is going to begin to fall again. The devil is very upset tonight. I just need two or three in agreement with me. And he will run with his tail between his legs tonight. I am here in Vero Beach to declare and decree that Jezebel, where it is removed and even killed, men of God, the Spirit of God is saying, Jezebel, I hear the sounds of the barking of dogs that is getting ready to lick up your blood, Jezebel. I hear the sound of Jezebel coming down. I hear the sound of the destroyer of prophets that is going to come down, says the Spirit of God. And there shall be a move and there shall be a wave of my spirit that shall go forth. There shall be a wave of my glory that shall go forth. I see even the pulpits around this region that shall begin to be revived. I see the pulpits in the region and the outer regions where there shall be a refreshing and there shall be a revival and the waves of glory shall begin to flow again, says the Spirit of God, and the latter glory shall be greater than the former glory, says the Spirit of the living God. Give him a praise offering. Sorry, when I get upset, I prophesy. 1 Kings 8:21, verse 1. I want you to read it with me if you're sitting here. And in this is so loaded with revelation. So many believers that I've seen that has grown up with me and in the ministry have lost their ministry and their inheritance because of the secret that I'm going to share just now. Is that okay? That's not about the money thing. That's at the end. But about this. I've seen so many men of God losing their inheritance, losing the call of God, missing out on what God has for them because of this secret. Not everything that glitters is gold. Amen? Amen. Say it with me. Say, not everything that glitters is gold. What does it mean? Not everything that looks good is good. There are many, many, many things out there that looks good. I'm not speaking of sin. I'm really now speaking of the ministry and the church, you know. Not everything that glitters is gold. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard. Say with me, a vineyard. Say with me again, a vineyard. There we go. Because I just hear like fear and then I hear everyone. Listen, I showed Pastor Alex. And if I provoke your frustration, I apologize now beforehand. If I have, I apologize afterhand. But it's the Holy Ghost. Is that okay? What you see is what you get. I don't please people. Jesus said, I do not accept the praises of people. Paul said, I am not a man pleaser. I am not here to please you. I am here to give you what God has spoken to me. I've prayed. I've fasted. I prayed many hours for these meetings. And I promise you, when I stand up here, I promise you, I will give you the word of God. I'm not going to give you some flaky, puffed up cliche that's going to get you stirred up only until the next day. When you're going to leave these meetings, the anointing is going to abide on you. You will feel it a week later. You will experience differences come on you. I promise you. Amen. Amen. I am so, even so, I say to churches, if there is no miracle by the end of this week, if there is nothing changed in the spirits of the hearts of the people, Pastor Alex, that is supernatural, you don't have to ever invite me back again. You know, because I know my God. Amen. I know He's about to do something very deep and something very powerful. Religion has stole so many things from the people of God. Religion is the adornment of Satan. Religion is the clothing of Satan that Satan uses to take out the church and to remove from them what I'm going to share with you just now. And, you know, I shared earlier, I said how entertainment has been, worship has been replaced by entertainment. Preaching under an unction with power has been replaced by motivational speakers. Apostles and prophets has been replaced by administrators and good administrators. And the kingdom of God has been replaced by good organizations. But that time has come to an end. No organization can give impartation. I'm going to say it again. No company, business, or organization can give impartation or hand down a mantle. It's only a Father that can give impartation. It's only the kingdom of God that can hand down a mantle. Come on, you guys with me. That can bring impartation. And it, so, he says these things that Naboth the Jezreelite, Naboth had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So Naboth had a vineyard. Keep that word vineyard in your spirits. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, Ahab, the wicked king, whose wife was Jezebel, spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden. Say with me, a vegetable garden. Satan wants to take your vineyard and make a vegetable garden out of it. I'm going to share with you now what your vineyard is. Satan wants to take your inheritance and make a vegetable garden out of it. Some sitting here have experienced it. I have also experienced it in some areas. And I made up my mind. I said, I will never give my inheritance of God to Satan anymore again. Amen. Because he wants to make a vegetable garden. He wants to make a joke out of it. Listen to this. He says, because it is near, next to my house, and for it, I will, listen to this. He said, and King Ahab said to Naboth, listen to Naboth, I will give you a vineyard better than it. Say with me, better than it. Many in the ministry, many in the call of God for their lives. How many of you believe that God has called you? The Bible says that we are the call. That's two hands. I hope by the end of this week that you're going to believe that there is a calling of God upon your lives. Every person is called. Some are chosen, some are faithful. That's the third level. But those who are called has a decision to become chosen. Those who pay the price. Those who don't sell out the inheritance. Cain, Ahab came to Naboth and said, Naboth, I have a better vineyard for you. I have another vineyard. Listen, why does King Ahab want to take Naboth's vineyard? And why is he offering a better vineyard to him? Because he understands that there was power in the vineyard that Naboth had. If you carry on reading, you'll see that it says that Naboth received the vineyard as an inheritance from his fathers. Are you guys with me? Yeah, listen, he says, I will give you a better vineyard. Oh, how many times in the ministry has the enemy come and presented something better for me? How many times when I served my spiritual father, I served him for 10 years flat, dying to my own ministry, dying to myself. Many other doors would open with great salaries, with great incomes, other ministries, other churches, and say these words to me. Huge churches of 20,000, sorry, 10,000, 15,000, they would say to me, Leon, our door is always open to you. Come in, we'll start you off with this salary. We'll start you off with so much. And it was more than double than what I earned, triple more than I earned at that time. But Satan comes and offers a better vineyard. Amen? He says, or if it seems good, I will give you its worth in money. I'm going to say it again. I will give you its worth in money. Judas sold the Lord Jesus Christ out for a large sum of money. Come on, guys, with me. We can lose our inheritance when the enemy offers money. where I was sent out into the ministry by my spiritual father. He said to me, he said, Leon, you can choose money or the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I remember I had a vision one day, and on my bed the Lord came to me, and I was in 8 hours of praying in the Spirit before a service. I was praying much, and the Lord came with me with his hands like this, and in the one hand was a pile of money, and in the other hand oil was dripping, and it was in front of me as a decision that I could choose. The enemy would want to sell yourself out for a large sum of money. I don't know if this is speaking to anybody. If it is speaking to one person, praise God. Amen. Amen. But it's going deeper. Listen to this. But Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. So Naboth's vineyard was his inheritance. Say with me, inheritance. I can only receive an inheritance if I am a son. Amen. If I am not a son, I cannot receive an inheritance. There's a time in the body of Christ where we are right now, where God is bringing back the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. It is called the Spirit and the power of Elijah. When the Spirit and the power of Elijah comes, he will restore back the hearts of the fathers to the hearts of the sons. That is why fatherhood is being restored back in the body. Some say, oh, nobody is my father, only God is my father. Those who say that are the rebellious ones, and they ain't going to receive any inheritance, Pastor Alex. Whenever the Bible spoke of somebody worthy, they would say he was son of this one, he was son of that one, it was David, the son of Jesse. Amen. Jesus, who came out of Jesse's house, David's, who came out of David's lineage. Whenever the Bible says this, they would speak of people who say, this one who was the son of this one, the son of this one. God is looking for sonship back into the church. When Abram went up to the mountain, I know people hate this. Do you know why? Because sonship would require a price to be paid. And our flesh does not want to pay that price. Everybody say to me, the anointing is costly. Abram went up to the mountain with his son, Isaac, and with a few young men. And he came to a certain height, a certain distance up the mountain. And he said these words. He said to the young men, you stay behind, and me and my son will go further. Me and my son will go higher. And once we are up there, we're going to worship God. And then we will come back to you. Congregation members can only go a certain way. I don't know if I'm speaking to some people. Servants can only go a certain way, a certain height, but sons can go all the way to the top and receive the promise on the top of the mountain that God has for them. You're looking at an ex-drug addict that lived on the streets, that comes out of poverty. I didn't have a cent in my name, and I lived in a drug den, and I saw my friends die in front of me. But when I encountered God as my heavenly father, come on, the guys with me, and I began to serve in a house, and I became a spiritual son, the inheritance was beginning to be released to me. Amen. This message is striking many chords, because I'm not getting a lot of amens. I must either be preaching very bad, or I must be preaching very good tonight. It's good. Hey? Okay. This message says, sorry? So, amen. We need truth back. The Spirit of truth. Listen, let me just strike a thing, just quickly. That's fine if you don't like it and you have to leave. That's okay. Let me just strike a thing quickly. There's a gospel and there is a movement where it offers you power, quotation marks, without paying the price. Where it says, listen, Christ died on the cross. You know, it's by grace. We don't have to do anything, Pastor Alex. We don't have to pay the price. Why are you praying? Why do you have intercession? Why do you fast? You're under the law. You're under works. Listen, just listen to this. I know some are getting irritated. Just listen to this. Satan came to Jesus in the wilderness and he said, I will offer you the kingdoms of this world. You can jump off this, leap off this high point, and angels will catch you. You can turn the stone into bread. and you can eat it. What was Satan offering him? He was offering Jesus instant power. I'm going to say it again. He was offering Jesus instant power without paying a price. When somebody comes to me and they're offering instant results without paying a price, every warning sign is getting up inside of me. We are in a society which is drive-through society. We want microwave Christianity. We want instant results without paying a price. But there is a remnant that God has kept for Himself. A people that is chosen, a royal priesthood, a special people. That people, the Bible says, if you want to be my disciple, lay down your life. If you want to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself. If you want to be my disciple, you have to pick up your cross daily and follow me. Paul said, I die daily to my flesh. Listen, when you die to yourself, power will be released from your life. Instant results. Satan offered Jesus instant results. Just don't fast, Jesus. You can have all these things. The anointing is costly. It'll cost your life. The power of God is very difficult to get and very easy to lose. Where was I? So he said, this is the inheritance of my fathers to you. So Ahab went into his house sullen and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. Ahab was upset. He said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed. The Bible says, Ahab lay down on his bed and he turned away his face and he would not eat or drink. So in the Message Bible, it says he would not eat or drink and he would move around on his bed like this. And when you and I make a decision and we say, listen here, devil, we are not going to sell our inheritance out to you. Do you know how you frustrate the devil? When you understand the power of your inheritance, the devil gets frustrated. He goes back. He doesn't eat. He doesn't drink. He turns and tosses on his bed back and forth. And he's like, why doesn't that one want to give me his inheritance? Why does that one hold on to the inheritance that they've received? Listen, sometimes the devil knows more of the power that is in our inheritance than we do. Yes. Say with me, there's power in my inheritance. But Jezebel, the famous one. Jezebel is not a lady with red lipstick and a short skirt. Amen. Jezebel can be a man with a suit and a tie being on the church board. Jezebel is a spirit. Jezebel is not a woman, female or male. Jezebel is a spirit. But the Bible says Jezebel, his wife, came to him. That was the biggest mistake Ahab ever made, was to marry Jezebel. Don't marry Jezebel. So, why is your spirit so sullen, so depressed? Why do you eat no food? And he said to him, because I spoke to Naboth and Jezreel, and he said to me, and I said to him, give me your vineyard. And he goes, and he said, I will even give him another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, you now exercise authority over Israel. I can preach on the spirit of Jezebel for a whole few sessions. I'm not going to do that. But Jezebel basically will always remove and will subvert godly authority and put its place on top of godly authority. So Jezebel, his wife, said, you now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Go with me to verse number 17. I jumped out a few verses, but basically what happened between those verses was Jezebel falsely accused Naboth, and Naboth was killed, and his vineyard was taken. Are you guys with me?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I hope this is not too much. If I preach too thick, then sometimes people can't receive it. Pastor Alex, is it okay?
It's good.
Okay, verse 17 says, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Listen, Jezebel went and killed Naboth. She spilled his blood And she took his vineyard. She took the inheritance that Naboth received from his father. But can everybody say to me, but God? There is a but God in every situation. If you are alive and you are breathing on this planet, I want to tell you, there is a but God in your situation. There is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. So it says, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, the Tishbite, the prophet, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who lives in Samaria. There he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. You shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, have you murdered and also taken possession? And God said to him, and you shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, dogs shall lick your blood. And even yours, which is Jezebel, and his family below him. So Ahab said to Elijah, so listen, so Elijah, God spoke to the prophet. God spoke to Elijah. Elijah came to Ahab. When Elijah came to Ahab, look at Ahab's response. Ahab said to Elijah, this is familiarity, Pastor Alex. Oh, my enemy, have you found me? Elijah, listen, when the prophet in the Old Testament would come to town, everybody was afraid. Because it was known that Elijah would even hear what the king was saying in his own bedroom. Are you guys with me? When the prophet would come to town, these guys were all shivering in the boots because at that time in the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit was not poured out yet. God's voice, primary voice, was through his prophets. Not now. God's primary voice, how many of you know, is through his Holy Spirit. Amen. How many know he says, if you're my sheep, you will hear my voice. You, every single one of us can hear his voice. So the prophet is not the primary voice, but the prophet will confirm and not bring judgment. Will sometimes bring judgment, but not as it was in the Old Covenant. Yes. But, so Ahab said, oh my enemy, familiarity. He's jokingly, he's probably drunk. He says, have you found me? Listen to what Elijah said. I want you to remember this words for where I'm going next. And Elijah answered him and said, I have found you. Anybody say to me, I have found you. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to carry on with the story. I'm going to go to another scripture. Say with me, but God. Listen, Jezebel might have killed Naboth, but God, when you touch God's people, when you come against the inheritance that God has given to his people, there is a but God situation there. Listen to this. Proverbs, go into Proverbs 6 verse 30 to 31. 6 verse 30 to 31. Say to me, found out. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry. That is not... Is that the New King James Version you have there? If you have the New King James, if that is possible, I need to read it out of the New King James because I'm preaching prophetically. Do you have it there? Not. Okay, no, that's fine. Let me read it. Take it off the screens then for me if that is okay. I'm going to read it out of the New King James Version just because I'm preaching prophetically. He says this, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yet... In the New King James, it says this, yet when he is found out, he must repay you back sevenfold. How many of you know that over 2,000 years ago, the enemy has been found out on your behalf? I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, it's payback time. Come on, are you guys with me? There are people sitting here who has lost finances. The enemy has taken things from you. The enemy has stolen things from you. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying, when the enemy is found out, he must repay you back sevenfold, says the Spirit of the living God. It is payback time. Say payback. I hope there's excitement. Sounds so dead. Can we stand and give Jesus a praise offering? For goodness sake, in the nightclubs we would shake our bums and we would dance on the dance floor. But can we give Jesus Christ a praise offering? Because tonight He is going to restore back an inheritance that was lost. You can have your seats, amen. So as we see in the story of Ahab and Naboth and Jezebel, Satan comes to threat, then he seduces you to get out, and then he will come and kill you. Everybody say with me, inheritance. Many people are asking, what's my inheritance? Maybe it is when I go to heaven. No, it's not. Maybe it is money, maybe it is ministry. The inheritance goes much more deeper than that. There is an inheritance that God has for every person, every believer. Let me read this verse. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 17. You don't have to put it up. I'm just going to read it. Thanks. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 17. Paul prayed this prayer. He said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of His calling, what are the riches, say with me, riches, of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Here this verse is explaining what our inheritance is. He says, your inheritance is the riches of His glory. The glory of God is God Himself. The glory of God is God's goodness expound to mankind. Everything that is good, everything in God's glory is good. God's glory is God's goodness manifested. Is that okay? When God's glory comes upon you, you will not ask money. You will not go try to look for a job day after day and not find a job. I know where we come from, it's like that. When you are in the glory of God, when you are given the inheritance that God has for you, I want to tell you that you're not going to look for money. Money will try to look for you and find you. When I walk in my inheritance and the calling that God has for me, listen to me, I might go through months, there's been months, maybe I might not have a cent in my bank account, but I hit the deck and I hit the floor with my knees and I begin to pray and I say, God, if I am a son of God, if I am yours, if I have your inheritance, if this ministry belongs to you, look after it. And I would walk out of my room and God would take our enemies to bless us financially. But the money will find me. I will not look after it. Everybody say to me, I am a king. The Bible says you and I are kings and priests unto our God. A king does not beg. A king does not ask. A king commands and demands and takes authority. Come on, are you guys with me? A king has a kingdom. A king has a crown. I'm just preaching Revelation, Pastor Alex, if that is okay. We have lived below what we are supposed to be. Satan doesn't worry even about the anointing so much. The anointing is what comes against him, but he was the most anointed angel. So he can still trick those anointed. That's why many have seen great evangelists sleeping with prostitutes the one night and calling telephone numbers out the other night. Because Satan knows the anointing. He was the anointed cherub. He was Lucifer, the anointed cherub, the most anointed angel in heaven. But one thing he can't stand is when you realize and recognize, when you and I realize and recognize who we are in Christ, who we have been long before we were formed in our mother's womb, who we were when we were made in the image and the likeness of God. You and I do not come from this world. We might be born, you might be born in America or Vero Beach or wherever you come from, but you do not come from this world. You come from another world, a higher kingdom. There is another kingdom. It's called the kingdom of God. Listen to me. That is the kingdom of light. Darkness cannot stand light. Come on, guys, with me. When the kingdom of God is on the scene, Jesus said, when I cast out devils by the finger of God, you will know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Amen. God operates in a theocracy. He doesn't operate in a democracy. These churches that operate in democracy is not operating in the way that God wants them to operate. He says the riches of the glory of his inheritance that is in the saints, in every one of you and I. I just took the word out here in riches in the Greek, what it means. It means this. So he says the riches of his glory. It means incredible abundance of his glory. Extreme wealth. It means enormous affluence. Great prosperity. Immense riches. Magnificent opulence. Extravagant lavishness. Your inheritance will make you basically a spiritual billionaire. But then I took it in the English, in the Greek. The Greek word for riches is plutocrat. I mean, I'm sure you guys know what a plutocrat is. It's where we get the Greek word pleroo from, which this word is. And it means this, literally. It's a person that has so much wealth that they cannot spend it in one lifetime. God delights in the prosperity of his saints. Amen. I know we don't want to believe it. Because many times we don't look like it and then we think we're not doing the will of God. But that is the truth. If my bank account might say zero, but I know that I have an inheritance on the inside of me. My earthly bank account might say zero, but I have a heavenly account, Paul says. That is in heaven. And then listen to me, that account is full. That account I have deposited in. And let me tell you, I cannot make a withdrawal out of that account if I haven't deposited into that account. The word plutocrat means this. It means a millionaire. It means a billionaire. It means a multimillionaire. Then it goes on. It says a gazillionaire. It means money bags, fat cat, a rich person. That's basically what it means. Champagne swelling plutocrats. It speaks of a very rich lifestyle. I'm not speaking guys in the ministry that has come to take for money. I want to get that picture out. Is that okay? I'm speaking spiritually, if that is okay. There is a spiritual inheritance for us. If I'm only speaking about finances, then Mother Teresa was not in the will of God. Yes. Are you guys with me? Satan doesn't worry about what car I drive or what house I live in, but he's wanting to see how rich am I spiritually. Yes. What are the riches of his glory? And let me tell you, when the glory comes, the gold does come. You will be blessed financially anyway. Amen. And I'm going to close with this. Ephesians 1:17, as I already said, the riches of his glory in the inheritance of the saints. Can everybody stand to their feet for me and just close your eyes, just raise your hands to the Lord. I am here to decree and to declare to you tonight that it is payback time. I hope, Holy Spirit, that everybody got this tonight. It is payback time. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that Jezebel is coming down. Many in the ministry have been suffocated because of the spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of Pythos. Many have been suffocated and have not been making it, even believers and Christians, because of the influence of Jezebel. Jezebel's ultimate desire and goal is to remove the power out of the church of the living God. Jezebel's main function and goal is, main achievement is to remove the power of God so that we as ministers have to fabricate and manufacture the power of God again. I say it is time that we take back the inheritance that God has for us. I don't know how many of you are saying to me or believing him in this word, but it is payback time. Say with me, payback time. Say it again as you believe it. Payback time. Like you believe it. Payback time. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. The enemy is going to pay you back sevenfold of what he has taken. It is a spiritual law. I come against every devil. I come against every foul spiritual entity in the atmosphere over families' lives, over people's lives, but it is tried to stolen from the things that God has for them. Father, I pray that your presence will fill this place. I pray that you'll cause this word to become a revelation to us. That you want to bring payback. You want to cause the enemy to pay back. You want to bring the riches of your glory in the inheritance of his saints.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.